ever feel like you just hit a wall?
Oh, yeah.
Like you're just completely drained,
Yeah.
physically, emotionally, maybe even spiritually. We've all been there, for
Right.
sure. Well, today we're going on a deep dive into what the Bible says about this feeling,
Okay.
this weariness, this feeling of being completely spent. We'll look for some of that timeless wisdom, see if we can understand this feeling a bit better, maybe even figure out how to deal with it and find a way to renew ourselves. What do you say?
Isn't good.
So one thing that strikes me about how the Bible deals with weariness is that it doesn't try to like sugarcoat the whole human experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it
Yeah.
acknowledges that weariness and struggle, this stuff is just part of life.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like some fairy tale where everyone's bouncing around with endless energy 24/7,
Right.
which actually, when you think about it, makes those stories even more relatable, don't you think?
Absolutely. Like, take Moses, for example, Exodus. He's leading the Israelites, right? And he's just like completely burnt out, utterly exhausted, just weighed down by the responsibility of it
It's
all.
almost like a cautionary tale, isn't it?
It is.
Even the greatest leaders, the Moseses of the world, can hit a wall.
Yeah. And it really highlights that we're not meant to carry everything on our own. Even Moses, he needed support, you know, he needed to delegate.
You know, that makes me think about all the times I've tried to do everything myself. And let me tell you, it's not exactly a recipe for success.
Nope.
And it's not just Moses, right? There are other parts of the Bible that talk about this feeling of weariness, don't you think?
Definitely. Like the Psalms, for example. They're full of raw emotion. And Psalm 73, the writer talks about feeling weak physically and emotionally. They literally say, my flesh and my heart may fail. It's powerful stuff, you know, because it's so honest, so human.
It's like they're giving us permission
Yeah.
to acknowledge those feelings, to not pretend we're always strong. But acknowledging it is one thing, but actually dealing with it, that's a whole other challenge.
Yep.
So, does the Bible offer any guidance, any advice on how to actually find strength when we're feeling depleted?
It does. And one of the most consistent themes you see is this idea of turning to God as a source of strength and renewal.
That idea of finding strength outside of ourselves.
Exactly.
It's interesting because, you know, nowadays we tend to focus so much on self-help and inner strength.
Right. It's a different perspective for sure. Isaiah 40:29-31, it talks about God giving strength to the weary, increasing the power of the weak. And there's this really beautiful imagery of soaring eagles representing resilience and renewed energy.
Soaring eagles, that's a powerful image.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, you know, what are the things in our own lives that give us that feeling
Yeah.
of soaring, of
Yeah.
being lifted up? What gives us that renewed energy? It's not just about physical strength, is it?
Not at all. It's about that deep inner strength. Think about Psalm 121. It talks about looking to the mountains for help. You know, they're a symbol of challenge. But the real help, the psalm says, it comes from the Lord. It's about trusting in something bigger than ourselves.
You know, that trust, that faith, it can be hard to find sometimes, especially when we're right in the middle of feeling weary.
Yeah.
And this brings me to the idea of rest. Where does rest fit into all of this?
Rest is essential. Absolutely essential. And it's more than just physical rest. You know, in Matthew 11, Jesus invites those who are weary and burdened to come to him for rest. And the way he phrases it, it's about finding relief, like a safe haven from all the weight we're carrying.
That image, you know, finding a safe haven, that really resonates with me. It just feels so different from that push through it, hustle harder mentality we hear all the time.
Exactly. True rest, the kind Jesus offers, it goes deeper. It's about finding peace for our souls. It's a place where we can let go of all the worry and anxieties.
Speaking of anxieties, you know, there's that verse in 1 Peter about casting all our anxieties on God. I mean, it's almost like a mindfulness practice, isn't it?
Yeah, it
Like
is.
recognizing those anxieties and then consciously choosing to let them go.
And it connects back to that idea of trust that we were talking about earlier, trusting that we're not alone, that there's a higher power who cares for us.
It's a powerful reminder for
Yeah.
sure. But even with that trust, even when we find moments of rest, life keeps going, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
We still need that strength to persevere.
You're absolutely right. Life doesn't stop throwing challenges our way. But Galatians 6:9, it encourages us to not grow weary in doing good. It promises a harvest, a reward for our efforts if we don't give up.
That's a hopeful message.
Yeah.
It reminds me that even small acts of good, even when they feel insignificant in the moment, they can make a difference.
Absolutely.
And in Hebrews 12:3, we're reminded to look at Jesus' example. He endured so much suffering, yet he persevered.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even when we're facing immense challenges, we're not alone. You know, we can find strength in knowing that others have walked this path before us.
Yeah.
They've faced hardship and come out the other side.
Exactly. And there's one final thought I want to share about all of this.
Okay.
It's about perspective.
Okay.
In 2 Corinthians, it reminds us that our current troubles, no matter how overwhelming they feel in the moment, are temporary.
Right.
It encourages us to focus on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, on the eternal perspective.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've talked about acknowledging our weariness, finding strength in God, allowing ourselves to rest, persevering through challenges, and remembering that bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So what stands out to you as the most important takeaway from all of this?
For me, I think it's the reminder that we are not alone in this.
Mm.
That there is a source of strength and comfort available to us, and that even in the darkest of times, there's always hope.
I think that's a beautiful message. And it makes me wonder, where do you, as a listener, find your strength and renewal when you're feeling weary? What lifts you up? What gives you hope? Keep that question in mind as you go about your day.